Still only he and I are up at 6:17 in the morning. Andy, what are you doing up so early?
Well, you asked me to call you this early, Tony, so I do whatever you ask.
I'll say no. I'll talk to you at 7. Thanks for coming on the program. Wanted to talk to you about the story that came out last week that Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan is getting into the Medicaid business. Tell us about it.
Well, we're very excited because Medicaid, as you know, under national health care reform, if everything continues the way it's going, Medicaid is going to be a place where more and more Americans are going to get their health coverage, about 16 million more, it's estimated. So across the country, Medicaid is growing in importance. It's also growing from the perspective of state governments that fund Medicaid partially as an area where private health plans like Blue Cross are being counted on more and more to make sure that the states can continue to provide services at an affordable level. The stress on Medicaid is no different than the stress on other types of insurance, in that the cost of health care is really making it very difficult for taxpayers to continue to afford to provide the coverage to people. So private plans like Blue Cross are being counted on to provide behavioral health services, pharmacy benefit management services, and other types of services that really help to control the cost of health care. We're going to be able to do this more now that we're partnering with Independence Blue Cross out of Philadelphia owning a Medicaid business that's been around for 25 years that has this expertise. So we're going to be able to provide state governments, including here in Michigan, with a lot of great services that are going to be able to help control their Medicaid costs in the future.
The Blues are going to pay $135 million initially to for a 40% ownership in AmeriHealth Mercy family of companies. Why did you choose that group?
Well, it's been around for 25 years, Tony. It's recognized across the country as one of the best run and best overall Medicaid managed care plans in the country. And we did the partnership with Independence Blue Cross for several reasons. One is that we are growing or hope to grow our Medicaid business here in Michigan. We have a petition into the state to expand our own business into all of Wayne County. We only serve a portion of Wayne County today. We'd like to be able to partner with other Blue Cross plans in other parts of the country to be able to provide these types of services to states, and this company gives us an immediate way to do that. And also, it brings us tremendous expertise as we start to enter into healthcare reform, expertise into providing services to people who receive government subsidies. And as you and I have talked about, under federal health care reform, many more Americans, including many Michiganders, are going to be receiving government help to provide their coverage, even if it's not Medicaid. So it brings us a tremendous capability right away to be able to improve our healthcare business.
Andy, what's the Blues' stance on what's going on with the lawsuits regarding healthcare?
Well, the various different suits that are going on around the country as they relate to implementation of health care reform, we see those as sort of part of the process. We anticipated that there would be challenges to the new federal law. But our position, Tony, is that federal health care reform is the law of the land. There's no amount of politics that we can play that's helpful in any way. So as the politics plays out, what we are looking to do and what we're focused on are making the types of changes that are required under the law to our own business to be able to serve our stakeholders effectively while also informing our stakeholders of the changes that are coming. So we have a great website. It's bcbsm.com/health reform. And there's all sorts of information out there if you're a business owner, an individual, even if you're a legislator and looking for information about how healthcare reform is changing things, go to that website that we have. It's written in a very straightforward way, non-political. It'll tell you how things are changing, and we hope to serve our stakeholders in that way, too.
Andy, before I let you go, tell me about jobs. Are there jobs at Blue Cross Blue Shield to be had? How do you see the industry over the next 5-10 years?
Well, Tony, I think that Blue Cross is in the same place that a lot of companies in Michigan are in, that we have made adjustments in our own workforce over the past several years to run our business more lean, be more efficient as an organization, with fewer people and maximizing the capabilities of our own workforce. So a few years ago, we went through our own workforce reduction. We did it on a voluntary basis, and we had more than 1,000 people volunteer to leave the company and go on to do other things. And we've reduced our workforce significantly, and we've been able to maintain a high quality of service and actually improve our efficiency in serving our stakeholders. And then while we are hiring for certain positions, we are looking to maintain stability at that level to reduce the costs that come with running our business.
All right, Andy Hetzel is with the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Andy, thanks so much for coming on the program this morning. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, Tony. Have a good morning.